All right, we learned yesterday that if somebody says to new get and we said it must be, can't be talking in the case of Tankasri. As soon as the other gets it, it's all over. As soon as the Shliach gets it, the whole thing is over. So Taisvis Dibra Masalha, Imar offers three pshatim, three ways to learn, all in the first few lines, of why isn't it Tankasri? We passed him that if you give somebody something, you say, Ten gets Elahati, as soon as he gets it, he's a zaycha for the other. Zaycha ladim shalai defanav. We pass like the chachamim, it's a for him. And we pass contain as kishchi. We say, I'm going to give it, it's like kishchi. And so it should be good. So taste this three shot. First, igar sinan tain getzeh. Asim asisik remei adam. First shot is, mishkas remei, meyot is a chayv. If it's a chayv, it's not a schus, then there's no problem. That's shot number one. Inani shot number two, afilu kirabonon. Ukagain she'enai maisrei miyad liyad. Era ella marei, ulayu mitzav alitnai. What's the second shot? That you tell the person who's dying, tells the shliach, give ten getzel la'avdi. Now, if he's going to hand it to him, that's a kinyan. And it's going to be a kinyan that he's going to be zaycha for the eved. So he didn't give it to him. He just said it's over there. And he told him 10. So even if he said 10, and he said 10 kishri, nevertheless, he never was a Kenyan. Hayeski never was a Kenyan. So Mamela, there's no 10 kishri. Inami, not Lalta. Bafilu hachi, loizacha evet. The Neymar, the Layamin, and 10 kishri, alk shamais lashleach miyad liyad. Or, we could say, he pointed to it. And the other person took it right away. This says the shliach took it right away. Why? Because we don't say ten keschi. What does that mean? That if the other gives it to the shliach biyadayim, so we have this umdana that ten means keschi. Then we say such a thing. If you didn't give it to biyadayim, we have no such umdana. And therefore, we don't shots up his das that tends. That's the third shot. Okay, again, so if you have to picture the case, is the Adain tells the shliach, go to my drawer, in my house, in my second drawer on the right, there's a shtar shichver, go get it, and give it to my heir. Okay? So according to Taisvis, but according to Taisa's second shot, he says it's in the drawer, give it. And the shliach did not get to the person's drawer to give it until the Adin died. It's Pashim. The Adin died already. So there's nothing to talk about. There's no get. Because it was in the Adin's drawer until he died. Taisa's third shot is, he told him, go to the drawer. And get it from the drawer and give it. And he went to the drawer. And the Adin is still alive and he took it out of the drawer. Afal became, why is it not a get? Because we don't say that the Adin meant kishchi. He meant tain, he meant give it, it means chi. When you give it to him, it could be a mean that he should be zech and l'adam. But he said, get it from the drawer and give it, he means get it from the drawer and give it, finish. These are the three ukintas of Taisvis. I don't have any problems with the way it fits into the Mishnah. Everything fits in well into the Mishnah. Entire tumult over this Taisvis, the Kivagim and the Kazais, have a problem. It's from the Mashmois of Taisvis. It seems from this Taisvis that if you would say Zchi, let's say the Ordain did say Zchi to the Shliach. He did. He said, there's a Shtar Shichur in the second drawer of my desk. Go get it. It's Zchi. I want you to be Zchi for that. If he didn't say the Pharisee Zchi, of course it works. So Taisvis is saying. It's only that we don't say ten means chi. But if the other were to tell the Feirish, get it from the drawer and give it to him, if he were to say it, I want you to be zeicha for him, if he would say chi,
So of course it works. The Adam told the Shliach, be zechef him. So that's the Meshwaita test.
That's the point.
It's
the whole thing about it.
He specifies. No, the person who's receiving it doesn't know about it. The Eved doesn't know. The one giving has to give. No one's giving it. The one receiving is not aware of what's going on. But the one giving, you can't take away from him unless he specifies. The one giving is always aware of it. The only receiver is not aware. Zach not shloim the father, you should have made the one receiver. Okay. This is the psak halacha that comes out from Taisus, which at first glance makes sense. I tell you, get it from Torah. These are statements. Factor the kivagin the ktsais. What do you mean? We have a halacha by get isha that tali gitech me agavi kaka doesn't work. You didn't even tell the isha herself. The get is in my second drawer. Pick it up and it's yours. It doesn't work. Tali gitech me agavi kaka doesn't work. Even the isha herself. I'm not even talking to ten to see. The isha herself it doesn't. Pashtus eved shtar shichri should be the same din as isha. That could be there are Rishayim who don't learn that way. But there's certainly Rishayim who learn, like the Pashtus, that lo makish that shikra to get Isha. And just like by get Isha, Kli gets them, Agabi Kaka doesn't work. Pashtus, that shikra also. You can't tell a Isha, take the draw, take the get from the draw and you'll be Mugureshit. You shouldn't be allowed to tell an Eved. Take it from the draw and you'll be Magur, you'll be Meshachar, because Kalingi Tech Malgabi Kaka doesn't work. It's very sarcastic. The Nasan, you have to have a Messina. Messina means you have to give it. It can't be that you just pick it up from the, that you just pick it up from the floor. You just pick it up from the draw. The din is Sanas. And therefore, why? He's a Zaycher. He's the Mokin the Isha. Or Mokin the Evan.
The second that he picks it up, in the beginning, he's a shtich of the Baal. The second he picks it up, it's
he says such a thing. That maybe the minute he picks it up, he's a shliach of the sender, and a second later, he's a shliach of the. And that would constitute Nesina.
But Aisha Asma says that she is the one who's the shliach, the really model body. And then she comes
with
the
she herself.
She herself
decides,
because you have to put it
down on the ear. Because it's a certain decision. And by Shliach, I don't know, the Meshmoy Saran was that he's both, I think we had earlier. Okay, I'm not sure, maybe it's a mahal to say that. That's called Messina. It's a very big Kiddush, because it's a Lomdish of Messina. It's not a real practical Messina. Maybe.
Of course, it will come out.
No, Rameel is a Tzachai. You don't mean Rameel is a Tzachai. The same is in the third or in the second, really, in the study also, but clearly in the third. The Tzachai is a Simin. A kuchaf heis of cut dalid, Rabbi Kiva Gishan Dadaf. So the stipler has a very nice mahalach in answering this. It's especially nice because, again, it uses old yesaidis, which we've spoken about numerous times. So it's nice when you take old yesaidis and use it. Matter of fact, it would be nice if we took one time and went through everything that's answered with the same yesaid over the whole year, and a nice took a time. But what the stipler does is he goes back to the Ktzais that asked the kasha by Shtar Shichver, not by Isha. The Ktzais asked by Shtar Shichver, if I write a Shtar Shichver for an Eved, Shalai Lishma, it's possible. We all know Shtar Shichver, we learn out from Gerisha that just like Gerisha has to be Lishma, Shtar Shichver has to be Lishma. If you write a Shalai Lishma, it's a Shtar Shichver. Frektik Tzais in Simon Reish Sivkan Hay that the Frektik Tzais 1 minute by Eved there's such a thing as a Shtar Hakno. I could sell an Eved the Shtar King, and I could sell an Eved to someone else.
So Frederick says, let's say it's not Lishma, it's Eishtar Shechar. But let it work as a Shtar Kinyan. Just like if I write a Shtar and I sell the Evet to someone else by giving the Shtar, he sold, a regular business deal. Not us, Lishma, nothing. Just that's a business deal, Shtar Kinyan. Why can't I do it with the Evet too? I'll give the Evet this Shtar, I'll give it to the Evet, and I'll Shtar Shechar, it doesn't work, but I'll Shtar Hakna. I'm not giving it to himself. When he gets it, he should become free. That was the Ketzaisis Kasha. Why don't we say that when you give a shtar, when you hand him the shtar, so now he should become free after the shtar knock? So the Ketzaisis answered that you can't do it. Why? Because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. So why does it help? The other is going to give the Eved the shtar shikr. When he gets it, it still belongs to the Rabbi. Well, what does it help to give the shtar shikr to him? Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Weiter. So why does it have to give it to him? So what would you answer? What? She only answered Kitev Yadavon Kachas, right? That's not exactly what happened last time I mentioned. I said, you can't give the Shtar Aknoah to the Eved, because as soon as you give the Shtar Aknoah to the Eved, it becomes the other Shtar Aknoah. So the Eved never received the Shtar Aknoah. So the Tzais, why don't we say Kitev Yadavon Kachas? So the Tzais explained, Lishitasai, now what's the pshat in Gita V'yadei Ban Kachas? How does Gita V'yadei work by a regular get? Because all you need is an asina, not a hachna. Normally, ishtar isha or ishtar shikha works. Get isha, get shikha works. Because of gezeres hakasiv v'nasa. The shita's hakzois is that Gita V'yadei Ban Kachas works because when you give it to him, it's an asina. And the Nesina, that's all you need is the Nesina, and then the person becomes Mugureshis. Or the Eved becomes free. With the Nesina, of Gezeres HaKosev of Inasa. So that Gezeres HaKosev, that Nesina does it, that's true by a get. That's true by Ishtar Shechar. It is not true by Ishtar Kinyan. Ishtar Kinyan, you want Ishtar Shechar to work on Ishtar Kinyan? No, that's it. There's no Kitev Yadav Kachas. Gezeres HaKosev Kitev Yadav Kachas is by Get Isha, which is written Lishma. And the Mela by Ishtar Shechar, which is written Lishma. But Ishtar Aknoah, you can't be mocked to something to the Eved. As soon as the Eved gets it, it goes to the Yadav. That was the old, so to speak, Ketzais. That was the Ketzais, as you say. The Kitev Yadav Kachas only works with this Lomdis of Nesina. And Mimela by Ishtar Kinyan, it doesn't work. Mimela. Ketzais comes with such a beautiful, the stifle comes with to this Ketzais with a beautiful chav. That's a chav. When you finish reading this Ketzais, what comes out at the end? Why doesn't Ishtar Kinyan work by an Evet? If you have Ishtar Shukha Shalal Lishma, why doesn't it work? Why can't you give an Evet Ishtar Kinyan? Because Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi, as soon as you give it to him, it becomes the others. That's why you can't give it to him. That's why you need an asina. That's why you need an asina. If I could figure out some way for a shtar kinyan to work, I wouldn't need an asina, right? The asina, I need an asina because that's how Kitev Yadav Ban Kachas works. If it would have been possible for me to give him a shtar aknoah, so I could just do a kinyan. Not that's an asina, that's kinyan. So the truth is, it's impossible. I can't possibly give it to the Eved because he had Eved, he had Rabbi. But if I'm Zaycha Yedei Acher, if I get someone else to be Zaycha for him, so if the status then it could work. Why? Because this other person could be kind of the Shtar. This other person is no Yad Eved Yad Rabbi. So the Shliach who's being Zaycha for him, he could be Zaycha even a Shtar Aknoah. Let's say you would have a Shtar Shechar Shalai Lishma on this Eved. And you wouldn't give it to the Eved. You'd give it to the Shliach. And tell the Shliach, be kind of this to the Eved, it would work. Because there's no problem. The whole Ketzais is saying, really Shtar Aknoah could work. The only reason it doesn't work is why? Because there's a problem of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. So that's only if you put it in the Yad Eved. If you put it in the hand of a Shliach, a Shtar Aknoah, then it could work. Because a Shliach, you don't say on the Shliach, Yad Eved, Yad Shliach Ki Yad Rabbi. Whatever the Shliach gets, he's kind of for the Eved. Either it's the Eved, Or it's not the Eved, it's not the Adai. So when the Shliach is kind of for the Eved, a shliach with a shtar achna would work. You don't need a nesina. The yad shliach is the shliach is zeicher for the eved. They don't need zeicher for the other. The only reason. No, it doesn't go automatically to the other. If I give something to an eved and his other shouldn't have a shus in it, so why can he not be kind it? Because the manav shachi, that's his. If I don't want the other to get it, then it's not the eved. Well, when the other gives it to the eved, if the other gives it to the eved, what's the problem? The problem is that the eved is zeicher for him, or the problem is the eved doesn't have a yad. If he's zeicher, it becomes dog. If he's not zeicher, he's not free. By using a shliach, we have a chetinsa where he could be zeicher. It's not going to go to the other. That's not an issue because it's not being given to the other. See, it does become the eved, or it doesn't become the eved. The only way it could become the eved is for the kinyan. The eved does not be able to make a kinyan. This is a hechatinsa that there should be a way for the eved to make a kinyan. That's what that was arguing. What? How can he have more of a kayak than the eved? How can he have more of a yad than the eved himself? How could the shliach have more of a yad than the eved himself? Could someone shliach have more of a yad? You see, the eved is not disqualified. He's disqualified, he doesn't have a yad.
Well, this
is
not a problem. It's not any better.
It
just doesn't have the
wire. Call the you, my Matsuyavid, my Matsuy Mashashliach. If he can't do it, how does he make a
Shliach?
He's not an English man. Yes, what?
He's not an English man.
But he is Tashas
and
Tashas. He's not an Armenian. It is that way. He doesn't even know that. What the that the Eved can't be kind if he doesn't have a yad. But if you do it to someone else, the other person could be kind to him because he does have a yad. You're asking that it can't be more than the Eved himself. Sure, it goes to the Adin, we don't say. But how could it become the Eved, even through a Shliach? It's a bit of a problem.
Usually say,
does not apply as a physical problem. So if somebody's hand was cut off, it wouldn't be a problem. Here, interesting question. Why can't I have it on things? Is it because the mitzvahs? Push the tzavah. Choose the cash of the cash. Called the Yulei Matsiyah, the Yulei Matsiyah Shliach. We have to think about this. What the Stifler says is that it's Shayach. The Stifler says that through someone else you could be kinder to get to the Eved. And once you're going to say through someone else you could be kinder, then you don't need a Nesina. Then Gitech Magavi Kaka would work also. Because if you don't need a Nesina, all you need is Akhna. So then there's divided no problem. You don't need dina get by ishi. You need dina get, but by the eved, you don't need dina get. It would work like the places have. I mean, that every shtar shikra should work with teres shtar hakno. By eved kinani is there? By eved kinani? No, I don't think so. What? By eved ivri. Eved Kanani you can't, because otherwise there'd be no din Eved Kanani. The whole din Eved Kanani, the Teres Eved Kanani goes out with Kesef. I can't own Kesef, so Teres if someone else gives it to him. But these Eved Kanani can't have Kesef, period. So we have to look. If that'll be true, then obviously the whole Kasher falls off. You have to look back. You don't let it go. You make sure you have to share. We'll look back. We'll see.
Why would the
Zohar even have a Tzchiyah? Without Tzchiyah, so the Shliach got the Shtar.
Right. You don't need
you don't need the Nesina, but what is the Shtar supposed to do? It's supposed to make that the Eved goes free. How's he going free? By receiving it. Who received it? The Eved.
So the Eved doesn't have a yad. So the shliach, he says, you could use my yad. My yad will do it. That's the stipler learns. My yad could do it. What they're asking is that if you're being zaycheh, you're no more than a shliach. And if a person can't do it himself, how can he be maman a shliach to do it?
No, I'm
saying that the Pesach 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 says that if you would take tea, then it would never work. But so the point is, why do you need the tea if there's no, if you only need the tea in anyway? Because it has to become the Eved through Zechiah. There has to be some way that it becomes the
Eved.
Zechiah would be the way that it becomes the
Eved. The fact that if you only need the tea, the fact that the Shliach just takes the
The fact that the Shliach takes hold of the Shliach should be enough. But he has to be Zeicher for him, because the Shliach is not him. How does he have to go free? If you're selling it to the Shliach, you can give it to the Shliach. If the Shliach is not acquiring ownership for himself, so then his taking it in his hand doesn't do anything. Well, if later he's handing it to him. Oh, but that's going to be the problem. The fellow is planning to die. I mean, the whole case here is that the person dies before it gets to the evidence. Otherwise, it would be no problem. The whole problem here is that this guy's going to be dead in a minute. So we're worried that it should get done before he dies. That's how the whole problem sets in. You're right, if he would get around to giving to him.
Right.
That's the whole Nakuda. The disciple wants to explain if he's Zaycha before the guy died, the guy didn't die, he was just Zaycha, he never gave it to the Eved, why it would work. Why it work? I'll see.
Is the Eved a din in the Eved, or is it in everything he does? Is it in the din in himself, or can he make a shliach that he could accept something? Same way like with the fight, if there was a fight before, and then suddenly fight, he can make a shliach and say, give it to someone else, and then I'll become free, eventually I'll get the money. So the same thing, then, we also apply the Yad Eved, Yad Rabbah.
If we're going to say that Yad Eved, Yad Rabbah, if we say it's total, then we have a cash. If we're going to somehow make a reason for it that won't apply here, then we'll understand the stipler. This is the clue that needs explanation. You're not explaining why it should be one way or the other. If
could I ever go ahead and make a sharia? Someone owes him money from before his dad, and he says, okay, give it to someone else, or someone else give him a present. He says, give it to someone else, and I'll hold on to it until after.
Because they get free. It would have to be totally new chakiras. I don't know. What's the gear us, what you're basically asking is why is Yad Eved Kiyah Rabbah by other exceptions? You're trying to find an exception. So you're right, if we'll find an exception, then we'll be able to explain the cipher. You may not even need the whole thing. But what Stifle is saying clearly is that this size, with his whole hamsah that shtar akna only doesn't work because he had a kiyah rabbi, makes that you could give a shtar shechrer by getting around it. If you find a way to get around yad eved kiyah rabbi, it would be doable. How's it doable? Okay, so we have to figure it out. But the start to say it's possible. The only problem with the shtar akna is just this problem of yad eved kiyah rabbi. If you get around it, it's a nice problem. And that's the for my sense. If you could do that, you could be able to give him things and let the shliach be zaycheh for him. Yeah, but if you remained in Eved after the Zechiah, then a second later it goes to the Yad. Because here, there's no second after. It's the second after the Zechiah already. The Zechiah works.
For a second to work?
So what we're really saying is that two things. There's one thing that can't be zaycheh, one thing that can't own for you. If the Zechiah works, then the ownership is not a problem.
It's not like it's a problem. They say that's a fair amount. It doesn't have.
Yeah. We seem to have a major problem with the Stackless Tariffs, which I didn't anticipate. I'm not sure why. We seem to have a major problem with the Stackless Tariffs. I thought it was a good fantasy. I have a feeling that with a little Gion we'll be able to fix it up, and I will find the path left open. We seem to have a major problem with the status there. I'm asking. I'll have to take a look again. Alright, for the while we'll have to push it aside, so then we come back to the original kasha. We have a kasha on Tesis, the Kivagin Tesis kasha comes back. The only other way out, which the fact himself says, is to say that Tesis holds that free Gitech, Magabi Kaka, works by Avodim, just not by women. Because the Gemara only says it by women, by Gitech. So the only other way out is to say Tesis Shita would be that free Gitech, Magabi Kaka is okay. And then you don't need a Nesina by an Eved, and then the whole kasha falls off. But it'd be nice to fix the stifler somehow. I should say it would be nice to understand the stifler. So. Okay. All right. The last bit of the Mishnah is what we're going to talk about for the next week. Nothing to do with Kitten and Shtar Shichra. Tenu Mana Lishplani Omei Sitnu Lachanisim. Now we're going to discuss now a whole new topic of somebody who dies and leaves a tava, he's mitzvah or something, commands something and he dies. Now this happens all the time. Okay? The Gerisha and he dies doesn't happen too often. Shtar Shichra doesn't happen. Tenu Mana Lishplani Omeis. Isn't this a regular will? Well, what does Tenu Mana Lishplani Omeis mean? Right, we'll see if it's talking about Shchemer and the Gemara, but this means like today. Somebody's about to die. Before he dies, he says, do this, do that with my money. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So the halacha is, Yitnu Lachamisa, there's some din of the Mishnah which requires that the Yarshim should listen to what the father says. So now the whole Gemara is going to try to figure out what's the case. So if we wanted to sit down and learn Dinei Tzavos, Dinim of Wills, so what would we say? There are two types of will. A will which a person writes when he's well, when he's fine, and he's smart enough ahead of time to write a will. And then you can have a kind of a will where he's a shchid meira. He's dying. Shchid meira means he's dying, he'll be dead within 3 days. He won't be able to recover. And shchid meira has a separate rule of divrei shchid meira katsu misurin dami. So we have to learn two sets of din. One set of dinim for a regular tzava, what the Gemara calls a bari, and one set of dinim for a shchid meira. Those are the two, the two very great sugyas that we're going to try to be oimed on here in the Gemara. I do want to mention, I'm not going to go into a barichus. But I just don't want to go back to that, you knowing that there's such a concept. There is a concept in the Gemara of Eidav b'chasum of Zachemai. There is a concept of Eidav b'chasum of Zachemai. What does that mean? Eidav b'chasum of Zachemai means if I want to. There are two hechitimses. One is by a loan and one is by a matana. Just to make it simple, we'll talk about a matana. I'm going to give someone a matana. A kind of matana is nikta with a shtar. Okay, so I'll take karak. I'm going to give someone a gift of karak. I call an Adam. Adam signed a shtar. The shtar says that it's given. Did Adam have to see me give it to him? We know this already many times. That Adam could be chaser on a shtar. I thought pisha in ha. You can sign a shtar, you could be a witness, and you can sign a paper now that says, if I said, sign a paper that says, I borrowed money, or I gave away my house, and the paper says you saw it. The paper says, we signed below and below, be a witness that Reuven borrowed $100, or that Reuven gave away his house. You're allowed to sign it, even though it's sheker. It's a lie. You didn't see a lie. You didn't give away your house yet. That there's no shayla, you're allowed to sign it. The nesina later is going to be the witness that by my giving it to him will be the proof. Let's say in Nisan you sign the shtar, and in Iyar I get around to it. In Nisan. Let's just make it simple, call it Nisan and Sivan. We'll see why later. In Nisan, you sign a shtar that says Reuven either borrowed money or Reuven gave away his house. I Reuven don't get around to doing it until 2 months later. It's a Sivan, and in Lucky Sivan, I go over to Sabe, I say, lend me $100, there's a shtar. He looks at the shtar, it says Nissan. Is he going to be upset that it says Nissan? Huh? He'll be very happy, because now it's Meshubit from Nissan, it's Nachbesim. So he'll be very happy. If I give someone a house, and I give him a shtar, it says Nissan, and I give it to the Sivan, is he going to be upset? He'll say, first he'll tell me, 1 minute, the Edom signed the full shtar, it's a shtar bogdan. I'll tell him, no, the Edom signed on this, and the shtar is not bogdan, it's the right date. I'm just giving it to you now. He'll be very happy, because if I give him the house, it means he owns it from 2 months ago, so he'll collect the rent from the last 2 months also. Edom b'chasum of zachem lai is machlekes b'gemara. The man Yarmo who says Edom b'chasum of zachem lai holds, that it really is sold from Nissan. It really is sold from Nissan. Of course, if I don't give the shtar to him, it won't be sold. Even if I write the shtar, it won't be sold until I give it. But it's like a Tanai. If I write it in Nisan, and I give it in Sivan, it's given from Nisan. It's given from the mother Nisan Taka, because Eidav Bechasum of Zachalai, you know, it's a tricky word. Eidav Bechasum of Zachalai literally means the Eidim by signing it are Zachal. It sounds like if I want to give away my house, I say sign it, sounds like now it's all over. Not true. It's only ubulvad demotaliyade. Only if later I give it. If later I give it, then Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai from the original time. That shot in the Mandiyama, the Blake is Ameroim, and Bava Mitzia, and Daf Yagimu, and Daf Chav, that two sugyas of Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai, maybe there's more. And Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai means that at the time I sign it, then it happens. It's just that tonight I have to give it later. That's what Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai means. The Ksais points out that this Mishnah does not seem to stem with the Madhyama Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai. Why? To Numana, it doesn't say there was a shtar. I can't prove to you there's an ishtar. Pashat, there was no shtar. Let's say ishtar shechur. If you hold Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai, then the kinyan should be at the time that we signed ishtar shechur. Then it really should go free at the time I signed it and I gave it to the shliach. But tonight, that the shliach gives it to him. But the etzem, it should be Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai. It should be that the Eidim, at the time of the chasima, are zaycha, and if he'll die in between, who cares if he... He did get it. He got it a month later.
No.
So,
but it was
Matliyade, the Shliach gave it to him. Don't even suffer. Maybe you're right. But he did get it. If it's a regular Tanai, so what's the chat? The person who's dying, wrote a Shtar Shechur. He had people sign. So it's already really chal now, just for Tanai that gets to him. So we hold Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai, whether it's a Shtar Shechur or Shtar Matana, if this is talking the Matana case would be Shtar. So it has to be Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai. Then it should be. Who cares if he dies? It's Chalom Afreya, and the Matana or the Shtar Shechur should be from the time he already wrote it.
Isn't this like
Mayim
Lachamisim?
Is this? And therefore what?
That would
be the Shtar Shechur. Okay, so let me tell you first. The Ktzos is this kasha and Vayb Shver. He says Tzarechian, and the same Ktzos that I spoke out I think yesterday, that if you hold Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai, why if he dies later lo yitnu lachamisa? Why lo yitnu lachamisa? Give him lachamisa and there's no problem. What? Okay, so all those who want to answer this can go with this mahalach. That if it would be a regular tonight, which is saying would be true. Right? If I write a house, but tonight it's not lachamisa, it's lachal. But whoever answers along these lines, that it can't work that way. It can't work that way. Why? So there are different mahalachim as to why. It could be because by shtar shechur, it can't work that way, for a very simple reason. Because who's he going to be married to from Nisan to Sivan? If Eidav Bachasum of Zachalai on Shtar Shechur, Vavad Matal Yadei, what is he by Isin Hayam? So there are different ways to answer. Like I said, my kavan is not to get into it, but arichus. But hayos that everybody seems to talk about it, since it's like this, the kasha. I wanted you to be aware of the concept of eidah b'chazon l'zachon lo, and the fact that there's a kasha on the Mishnah from that. Grad la halacha, we bakers don't even pass in eidah b'chazon l'zachon lo. The Shulchan Aruch at least doesn't pass in eidah b'chazon l'zachon lo. So it doesn't make it any less important. Just the idea. And so I want you to know this idea. Let's start. I'd like to start the Gemara. Omer Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Masi Mishmei the Rav Ohu Shetziburim Memnuchim Mekarim Zavis. So what the Gemara is really doing is we don't know what the case of the Mishnah is yet. We don't know. The Gemara is going to start clearing. We have a clue. We can try to figure out what the Mishnah is talking about from this memory of Rav, where Rav said that the case of the Mishnah is the case, the last case of the Mishnah, Shetziburim Memnuchim Mekarim Zavis, that the things are around. They have the money is around, it's piled up and ready to go. It's talking in that case. Okay, now the Gemara starts to clarify. So we have to really learn two things. We have to learn Dinei Bari, and we have to learn Dinei Shev Merah. Each one is important. But, unfortunately, most people get confused. We talk about Savoy's, people get confused. So today, at least, for the first 15 minutes, we're learning this sugya, we're not going to get confused. We're not talking about Shev Merah. We're talking the first case of the Gemara. Everything we talk about today is nothing to do with Shemar. We're talking now about a regular Tzavah that happens to talk Tedlach. People write Tzavahs. Do you have to listen to that Tzavah or not? That's what the Gemara says. The Mayas Kino. Ilay Mavabari. Okay, we're going to go with the first two kings of the Gemara. It's talking about a healthy person who writes a will. Kitzibure Mayhava. Who cares if it's found out? Ha Loi Moshach. There's no king. This one line of Gemara should shock you. You went to Gemara, I don't think it shocked everybody, huh? What this Gemara says in this one line, just said, is that if you go to a lawyer and draw up a will, and you write, many people do today, they write a will, I want him to get. So the Gemara is meaningless. That's what the Gemara just said. The will is zero, zilch, it's nothing. It's a fresh Gemara. You know what the Gemara says? I bet you didn't know the Gemara saying that. Huh? Gemara. So one line Gemara, you don't have to be alarmed to figure it out. You can show it to Baal Bas. You could say, well, what's if it's a shtar, yeah, shtar not. There's no kinyan, you write a shtar. You write a will. What? No, he's not a ger. He has Yarshim. Regular person. Well, the first guy's not happy. Because he has Yarshim. It's not his anymore. That's right. That's right. I think most people, tell it to most people, they're shocked. I remember, I spoke in numerous times in shul, that people should write a will, I'll be din. Every time it happens that I have agnus nefesh because people are fighting over Yerusha, I do it again. I get up in shul, I tell people, you have two choices. Either leave over $0, the kids won't fight. The person dies, he doesn't have any money, the kids never fight over the Yerusha, there's never a problem. Or write a will, I'll peek in. There's a way to do it, I'll be halacha. That makes it binding. But the way 99% of people do it today, they just go, they write a will, or worse, they don't write anything. All it makes is problems fighting among the kids. It makes big agnus nefesh. And the first time I had the maaser, was a friend of mine, as a rav outside of Brooklyn, who called me to try to help him with a maaser, where there were three children, a son and two daughters. And Punk's son wasn't even married. He was an older single fellow. The two daughters had their families. And the parents died. There was a lot of money. And the son said, I get everything. You know, if he didn't tell you, I get everything. And there was a tzavah, they should split it. And he insisted he's going to get everything. And he didn't want to give anything to his sisters. And he didn't want to give them anything. I was angry at them before that, but... And this Rav said, I told him that, you know, it's not the right thing, it's not a nice thing. He said, I'm mechuyev, not mechuyev. He said, I'm not mechuyev. So the words I remember he told me, he said, I told the person, it's certainly a nice thing to do. He said, nice thing to do, I'll be mekabel chol of Yisrael. So I'll do that. But, you know, it's $1 million, you know, $1 million, I cannot split $1 million so fast. I remember the person owned an apartment house in Borough Park. The first owned the apartment, the apartment was somebody had money elsewhere also, but I remember that was part of the system. So, not Pasha. So we learned this Gemara, it should be a shock. I know none of you are thinking yet about writing wills. I'm not encouraging anybody's son to chas v'shalom do such a thing. But we're going to have to learn this. That's one shot in this line of Gemara. So who is this kasha? Tysus is the kasha. That's kasha tema. Her kind was the kind of MS. We're still a Gemara. Still a Gemara. We pass them like a Venetas tent in Tysus. That's a big problem. The father. Yeah. He's allowed. He's allowed to do it. He has to do it the way that's chal. We can't just. That's what this Gemara says. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Halai Moshach." There's no kidding. So we have to learn these halachis. There are two things we have to talk about. Maybe even a third if we get to it. One is Dina Kibraveh. Chayra says Kibraveh, you should be healed. The father said to give what to do. A child will be put with his father. So the Gemara Kedushin says Mechavde Bechaya, Mechavde Bemaisa. The Gemara does say that in Kedushin, and that's what we're going to have to talk about. If the pastor, the words of the Gemara are Mechavde Bechaya, Mechavde Bemaisa. The Gemara says, the Feish, that it's Kibbut Abay. So one kasha is al Kibbut Abay. The other kasha is al Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Emes, Taisus kasha. Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Emes. These are the two with Yonim. But then I have to see if there's any other reason to have to listen to. In the Inyan of the Chiyuv of Kibbut Abay, obviously, it only applies if it's a child of Yashin. Sometimes it's the person doesn't leave children. Sometimes they're brothers of Yashin. But Kibbut Aveim is a tshuvas for the Kiva Egas in the Samaches. Well, long tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Egas declares if Kibbut Aveim applies Lachamisa. He says the Gemara Kedushin says Mechavdei Bechaya Mechavdei Memaisa that there is Kibbut Aveim Lachamisa. He says there's a Gemara Subis that says that a person doesn't have to respect show kavod for his achiv hadavu, for his oldest brother, after his father dies. When his father's alive, he's mekuyev in kibud for achiv hadavu. But la'achav nisas aviv, he's not mekuyev. Now, why does a person have to have kavod for his older brother? That's a type of kibud av. The kibbut achiv agol is not mitzad his older brother. It's mitzad the father. Mitzad achiv is a mitzad. It's covered for a father that children shall covet the younger one for the older one. But that gemara implies that la'achav nisa there's no union of kibbut anymore. There's no chiyuv of kibbut because it says when the father dies there's no chiyuv to be mechabit achiv agol. So Frederick Bikivega steered the two. So Bikivega answers the steerer. Says you have to be mechalik between two types of kavod. A kavod that the father should have a good name. That's even lachamis. That he should say avi moiri. He shouldn't say his father by his name. He shouldn't call his father by his name. That's not the lachamis. His father should have a good name. But that his father shouldn't have agmas nefesh. That the brother is not covered for him. So after Misa, the father doesn't have Agnes Nefesh anyway. I don't know what the other man is, what's going on. But he says, that Indian, they shouldn't have Agnes Nefesh, that doesn't apply L'Acha Misa. They should have a good name in this world, that does apply. His question is, listening to a Tzavah, what is that? Is that the first type or the second type? Ashkaf Rishon, I would say, second type. Kivega says, Bechor, the second type. So there's no Kibbut Aveim.
But
good cash, excellent. Okay, 1 second, very good. So first, Rabbi Kibbega says that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the children have to pay the chayvus of their father, and pashtus that they've covered of it. If it's mishubid, then it's a dekar. But in cases where it's not Meshuvah, the children are a pereya chayvus aviyah. So he says that's al kibaras. Vice does that how to give out his money. There isn't even a kibaras. So vice does it's from the first type. It's the type that does apply la chamisa. Although Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself says he doesn't understand logically how you divide the two types of kibaras. Hey, why it should be that way? But he says, what am I going to do? He says, Shulchan Aruch, he takes a suv. I don't know, the Kivek says Simir Resh Gimel, I think it's on the top of the first. But anyway, he takes a suv Shulchan Aruch, that there is a Chabdai, the Moisai, the Gabi had to give away his money, and therefore he says it is Kibra Abe. Yes. If there's no Mishabat, if there's a Halkalim, the din of the Gemara is going to have to pay. Your father said this. In the Gemara doesn't pay anyway, you have to pay. It's a class of guy, it's a halacha that you do. But it's not the din of the Gemara only if it's kanta or shibud. I think that's a shibud. It's not a time. So that, Shulchan Aruch says that they should pay. Kivega learns it's a kibra veim. The tzir of shloitzim al gela. It's a little complicated. But that's what the Kivega is right. So the Kivega comes to the conclusion that it's a kibra veim that you are chayav la'achanisa. He says the svari is not sure how. But, bottom line, the chabdei v'maisai of kibra veim you have to listen. Maybe paying chayvis and tzuring tzuvah, maybe I get it. But then you would have to find a way to be mechalik between the b'maisa and the b'chayv. And the truth is, if Rabbi Akiva leaves room for it, he says himself that it's not clear how to divide it. But Rabbi Akiva comes to the maskana that it is a din kibbutz aveim. But then Rabbi Akiva asks the Gemara the kashin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Mechabdai Mishal Aviv, not Mechabdai Mishal Benai. What that means is, if someone's father says, buy me a container of milk, you're Mechuyev to go get the container of milk. But only Mishal Aviv, only the father's money. Kibbut Abba'ein does not require you to spend money on the father. So if the father says, buy me milk, and he gives you the money, you're Mechuyev to go, even in the middle of the night. If you slept 5 miles, you have to go. Because Kibra Aveim requires Machilayim, Mashkeil, you have to bring him food if he needs it. However, if the father says, buy me milk from your money, then it doesn't apply. Then there's no din, Mishal Ben, there is no din. That's what Akiva Eiger is, that's the Gemara, not Mishal Ben. It's only Mishal Av, it's not Mishal Ben. I don't have to spend my money. Kibra Aveim, I'm not listening, it doesn't matter. I'm not looking to spend money. If the father doesn't have the money, it says Tavi Klola, it's a Klola, the child doesn't give. But Kibra Aveim, not Mukhiyiv Mishal Av, only Mishal Ben, right? The famous story they say for many Gedalim. What? Yukhiyiv only Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben. And the famous story they say from different Gedalim, they say from Chaim, that someone asked Reb Chaim that his parents need him home to help, but it costs train fare to go home. So since it's only Mishal Av, so he's not mechuyev to go home. So suppose Reb Chaim told him, you're right, not mechuyev to spend money, so start walking. You know, you have to walk home. It'll take you a week to walk home, and we tell you to take the train. So that story should remind you of the halacha, if you didn't remember it anyway, that there's a din of Mishal Ben, not Mishal Frek, but the King of Eger, the Baal Mekasha. A man leaves a tzava, when does the tzava start? The minute after he dies. The minute he dies, it's not his money, it's a child's money. He yashed it already. So once the child yashed it, it's Mishal Ben, and he shouldn't have to listen. It's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's cash. Akiva Eiger says no. He says, since it came from the father, there is the chiyuv kibbutz aveim. What's the svara? Is the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Very interesting children. They did yashin it. Why did it go to the kids? You have to remember, the father didn't give it away. The father told the kids, when it becomes yours, give it to your sister. When it becomes yours, give it to tzedakah. Right? The father told the children, what's the tzavah? He told the children, give it away. He says, since it came from the father, therefore there's a chiyuv. So that one line, Rabbi Kiva Egan, he says, right? The whole that tumult over. What? The father's dead? But even if that was never said, a father, Michelle Ben, you're not Machoyim. You're only Machoyim, Michelle laughed. So Rabbi Kiva Egan says this, and he ends up, Rabbi Kiva Egan ends up, I'll keep it out there, you do have to listen. But there's a halacha that ain't kaifin, I'll keep it out there, and Bezdin can't force. If the man insists he doesn't want to do it, why people say, oh, it wasn't the chabad when he was alive. So now, it's not there. So Rabbi Kidega says there's a chiyuv in Avraham, but there's no chiyuv in Dinei Mamid, which means that, again, a man writes such a savoy, he's at the mercy of his kids. Also, his kids are from kids, they don't listen to Kibbut Avraham. But, Nachgamina is the Kibbut Avraham you don't force. Kibbut Avraham is only if the children yarshim. And Vaita, it's also going to be a problem if the father leaves the tzavah and he dies, and the mother says, no, don't do it that way. What do you do now?
His money.
What?
Then you have a problem.
What? He's dead?
It's not the children's money.
It is the children's. Remember, as soon as he dies, it's the children's money. Of Kibbut Avraham, they have to do what the father said. The mother's saying, but I'll keep it. It's the kid's money. The father said do this, the mother said do that. So now, Machoyev, you mean that Machoyev and Kibbut
Avraham?
I mean, it's not the mother's money no matter what. It's either the father's money or the children's money.
But the mother's
money. Not the mother's money. That was what Kibbut Avraham said. The Kibbut Yeshayahu was somebody who had a one tzavah from the father, one from the mother, and no one did it. The idea that if your father and mother tell you something, you have to listen to your father, because your mother is not even covered with your father, but the Kibbut Yeshayahu says, doesn't apply like a Nisa.
But
you have to look carefully at the tshuva. I don't think he's Mechalik, first of all. That's the time that they have. It's not the mother, so it's right here. So that one thing is to take care of the Rebbe Kivager, the Zechiv Kavit, but in Kaifin, it's only a child, it's not everyone else. I suggest you take a look at the Tshuva in Simon Samachas. So tomorrow, we're going to do Rebbe Natan Shita in Taisus. It would be good if you took the time to look at it tomorrow, to see the demon of Mr. Lekar Gibran Mace, where it applies. And it's a shame tomorrow we'll work.